Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello. I was calling just to check to make sure the subscription I ordered was canceled, because I ordered and then I canceled it the same day. So I just want to make sure, because my card was charged.
No problem. I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please.
Sure.
One moment. Let's see. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
First and last name, Letitia Bailey. Address is 353 Northumberland Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14215.
Thank you for that information. Let's see. One moment. It's loading. Alrighty. So, yes, ma'am, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken with another company. Not another company. It was a survey that was taken for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall taking that survey?
I do. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. You did send in an email expressing that you wasn't interested in continuing, so they did go ahead and cancel through the email. We was just waiting on that phone call, so we'll be able to move forward with the charges. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what is being refunded to me?
Let's see. This was on the 30th. There will be a, let's see. Yes, ma'am. It will be the $59.97 refund within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, is there anything else I need to do to cancel? Because I don't want any future charges at all. So do I need to contact another company or do something else?
You've already canceled with us, ma'am. We were just waiting on the phone call for the refund. We don't refund through email.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there confirmation? Is there an email sent? Because I don't think I got an – oh, I think I did get an email. I may have. All right. That's fine. I just wanted to double check. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.